It's Radio Munson on WGLT Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University. Glenn Gray's orchestra and the no-name Jive, which had been around since 1940, the first time that Glenn's Casaloma Orchestra recorded it. But by 1958, the Phi had become high, and stereo equipment was in vogue. So Glenn Gray took a band that he no longer called the Casaloma Orchestra, just the Glenn Gray Orchestra, took them into the Capitol Records studios in Hollywood and re-recorded it. 6.5 minutes long. That was one of those records in 1940 when they first did it, that they had to put part one on one side of the 78 RPM record, and then you flipped over the record and played part two. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. The drummer is Sherry Maracle, and it's the Diva Jazz Orchestra with Ann Hampton Callaway.
Seeker heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. Seeking heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. Well, I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, no wonder I'm lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold. The moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, love come back, love come back, love come back to me.
Hampton Callaway with the Diva Jazz Orchestra. Sherry Maracle, the drummer, leads that band. Here on Radio Munson, I'm going to do something by pianist singer Bobby Short. And that's Harry Sweets Edison playing trumpet, Bill Green on baritone sax, Marshall Royal on alto, and Buster Cooper on trombone.
Call in your reporters if they want some news. Got a headline story, they are free to use. Something great has happened. I got a break and how? You can bet I won't fret. Gonna meet her now. Guess who's in town? I'm a happy when I mention nobody but that gal of mine. Guess who's around? Gets all of my attention. Nobody but that gal of mine. Listen to this. We've got a date at 7. From her first kiss, I'm gonna keep her busy till 11. Speaking of bliss, who's got the key to heaven? Nobody but that gal of mine.
Danville, Illinois, Bobby Short, and guess who's in town? Well, if it was 1932, it would be the Boswell sisters who just come up from the Louisiana Bayou to do some recording and personal appearance in New York City, and the three Boswells were quite the rage. Here they are with Charlie Two-Step, with Manny Klein playing trumpet, with Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey's band.
He's got a new step, a brand new two-step.
Watch him when he comes your way, yo.
That's Charlie, Charlie Two-Step. That's Charlie, the hottest man in town. That's Charlie, when he's got the two-step.
That's Charlie.
Yeah, he's snappy, when the two-step. He's happy, happy as a clown. Just watch it, when he starts going. There goes Charlie.
Going to town.
Crack
seen it on a boat. Mama doo-doo, papa doo-doo, ring ding dang go. That jolly two-step, that jolly two-step. Skeet, scat, mommy, skeet, scat, sight to see. Skeet, scat, scat, ski. That jolly two-step, that jolly two-step. Bum, that jolly, jolly two-step, that jolly, hard man down. That jolly, way to talk two-step.
That jolly, yada.
That jolly two-step.
The Boswell Sisters. Yeah, well, we're going to keep it hot here on Radio Munson with Ken Poplowski's clarinet, Joel Helaney on trombone, Randy Sankey's trumpet, Howard Alden playing that banjo, and China Boy. Thank you. Well, make no bones about it, we love the trombone section of Ted Heath's big British band. With From This Moment On, and we'll make a little pledge. From this moment on, we're going to tone it down just a little bit. Going to do a couple of Duke Ellington songs before 9 o'clock Central Time rolls around this evening. One of them by Arthur Prysock, the other one by Carmen McRae. Right now, here's John Pizzarelli.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say, but let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it every time. Sit back and let it happen. No need to race. I think it's all just falling into place. So let's start getting cozy. Oh, the future's looking rosy. Those bells are bound to chime. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Every time. Yeah.
John Pizzarelli with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. Okay, I lied to you about toning it down a little bit. Nice and easy. Well, we can save nice and easy maybe for a little bit later on. Here's a lady who recorded with John Pizzarelli's dad, Bucky Pizzarelli, among many others, when she came to New York. Her name was Dardanelle Hadley, and her dad was an important singer and pianist down in the southern states. When she came to New York, formed her own trio. She was a pianist, but she also played vibes and sang quite a bit. She formed a little group that played quite often at the Copacabana in New York City, and she dropped the name Hadley. It was just Dardanelle from then on. Here she is.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you're smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before. But who knows where or
Find many girl singers who accompany themselves by playing the vibes. Dardanelle did. She also played great piano. Yeah, you'd hear her at the Copa if you were lucky enough to get to that famed New York nightclub back in the 1940s and 1950s. In the 1960s, Buddy Rich formed his own band. He'd heard enough of that business about Buddy Rich, the great drummer, makes any band better. And in fact, he had been doing that. But in the 60s, he formed his own band, and by the 1970s, it was really cooking. Here's Buddy Rich leading his own band of a lot of young bucks who are coming up in the jazz idiom, and their version of Love for Sale. What a legendary performance of Buddy Rich and his band, Love for Sale. Going to play one of the bands that influenced Buddy Rich, and a band in which he played for a short time and made it better. Benny Goodman's band with Swing Time in the Rockies, coming up in just a couple of minutes. Here's Daryl Sherman with John Cacuzzi playing some soft vibes. And the two of them are doing a song that Mildred Bailey, the singer, and her husband, xylophone player, Red Norvo, did years ago. Here they are.
Some people simply love to eat raw fish and pay high rent and dance on broken glass. Some people simply love to wreck themselves, and sad to say, I think I'm in that class. Alas, your dopey walk, your double talk, I go for that. Your corny jokes, your dizzy folks, I go for that. Your kiss just misses, your dancing is rough. But I love that stuff. I guess I don't get around quite enough. You play the uke, you're from Dubuque, I'd go for that. And furthermore, I just adore your fuzzy hair, your vacant stare to Mr. Cupid. I'll take off my hat. You can't account for silly taste of all the hearts I could have chased. I look at you and, ooh, I go for that.
Thank you.
drummer Gene Krupa driving that Benny Goodman band in 1937 and Swing Time in the Rockies. I'm not sure who that trumpeter was. I was going to say Harry James, but it might have been Ziggy Elman. Both had stints with the Benny about the time that he recorded that. And of course, Benny Goodman's a great clarinet here on Radio Munson. I don't know about you, but I love this stuff. You love Ellington music? I'm going to play a couple of Duke Ellington things. Carmen McRae with one that Duke wrote in 1946 with the lyricist Don George. One of Duke's guys, Ray Nance, often would sing it in live performances, and it was a popular song for a while, and then it sort of disappeared until Carmen McRae retrieved it from the dustbin with Clifford Jordan playing tenor saxophone and John Collins playing guitar.
Tulip or turnip, rosebud or rhubarb, fillet or plain beef stew. Tell me, tell me, tell me, dream face, what am I to do? Diamond or doorknob, sapphire or sawdust, champagne or just homebrew. Tell me, tell me, tell me, dream face, what am I to you? Do I get the booby prize, or will I be the hero? Am I heading for blue skies, or is my ceiling zero? Tulip or turnip, moonbeam or mud pie, bankroll or I owe you? Tell me, tell me, tell me, dream face, what am I to you?
Back row, I owe you. Tell me.
Carmen McRae.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's from an album she did in 1986 called Any Old Time, and it won a Grammy for Best Female Jazz Performance. I mentioned John Collins was the guy who was playing guitar, and Clifford Jordan was the tenor saxophonist. But I didn't mention Eric Gunnison was her piano player, Scott Cauley on bass, and Mark Police playing drums. Here's another Ellington thing that was done 20 years prior to 1986. In 1966, Arthur Prysock went into the studio with the Basie Band and recorded this classic.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tell the seam of anyone's dream. It's over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the words of others you've heard, girl, I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I've been untrue? When we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me. Girl, and you never will. Someone new, but does that mean that I've been untrue? When we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold. Nothing till you hear it from me, girl, and you never will. And you never will.
1966, Arthur Prysock, what a great voice, recorded with the Basie Band. Duke Ellington wrote that music, and his longtime collaborator, Bob Russell, is credited with the lyrics. Here's a song that Benny Carter wrote called When Lights Are Low. Are they low right now? Well, turn them down a little bit. You got that rheostat there. Turn them down. And it happens to feature Benny Carter playing alto saxophone.
Thank you.
Benny Carter's alto saxophone, When Lights Are Low.
Yeah.
With Jim Cullum's jazz band down in San Antonio, featuring Cullum's cornet and who else? John Sheridan's piano, and I think that was Alan Bechet playing clarinet, and Benny Carter on alto saxophone. Well, it's about time we sort of swept out the studio and made room for, well, actually nothing's going on after NPR News from this studio, our lavishly appointed Radio Munson West studios. But we'll head it back to the GLT studios in Normal for evening jazz. But first, I think we might as well concede that this just about does it for this week.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. They've burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. Almost all over. For this evening, my friend. The evening sure was a ball, just seeing you all and being with you. Now you must wake up, all dreams must end. Take off your makeup, the party. All over, my friend. All over, my friend. My friend.
Anita O'Day with Bill Holman's arrangement. Here on Radio Munson, yeah, we're conceding the party's over, so we're going to close up shop here from just outside of Tucson, Arizona, a little ways up Dove Mountain. Until next Thursday evening. I wish there was a song called Back Home Again in Illinois, but Back Home in Indiana is just about the best we can hope for this evening. So Eddie Higgins and his trio will close us out. Have a great week, everybody. See you next Thursday. Thanks for listening.